Blog Talk Radio.
K-Class. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die.
Today, we'll be coming from the book of John, the 6th chapter. And today, my topic is Jesus, hallelujah, is true bread from heaven. He is a true bread from heaven. Jesus is the bread of God. Oh, hallelujah. He is the bread of life. He is our spiritual bread. Hallelujah. And that bread satisfies the soul. That bread gives us eternal life. And today, we're going to take a look at John, the 6th chapter, where Jesus is the true bread. Oh, bless his name. Dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, to give you honor and give you praise and give you glory. Lord, I pray that I decrease while you increase, oh God. Lord, I ask that you speak a word to your people today, God. Lord, I ask that you fill the hungry mouths today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill the hungry mouth for the word, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we'll be coming from John, the 6th chapter. And in this chapter, the Bible talks about, it started off talking about it was the narrative of this chapter is about Jesus feeding. It starts off saying that he was feeding 5,000 men, sons, women, and children. And at this time, there was a group of people that persist on following Jesus. They followed Jesus after Jesus had told the disciples to go to travel in the boat to go to the other side of the lake. We see that these people that Jesus had fed, they had followed Jesus as well. And so Jesus, you know, he tells them, he said, I know that you're not following me because you want to be my disciples or you want to learn my teaching, but you're only following me because you need something. That you're only following me because I did a miracle. You're only following me because I fed you with bread and I fed you with fish. That's the only reason why you're following, because you need something. And I'm here to say that many times, many people follow Jesus for the wrong reason. They follow Jesus because they only need something. And when they get what they need from God, then they throw them to the side. But God said that I am the true bread. You cannot sustain life without me. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible declares that men shall not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, hallelujah. Every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. He is the living bread, the spiritual bread from heaven that satisfies our souls. Oh, hallelujah. He don't only just satisfy our soul, but he leads us to eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited today. He gives you eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He is the true bread. And so we see in this chapter, in this narrative, that God was, he had traveled, and we see these people following him, okay? And he said, the next day, I'm going to start on the 22nd verse. It says that the next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken their only boat, and they realized Jesus had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had left the bread and the people had eaten. Okay? So we see these same people that ate from the bread, that partake with the bread, they're following Jesus. And the Bible says in 50 and 25, they found him on the other side of the lake and asked, Rabbi, when did you get here? Okay? And so they realized that Jesus had not gotten in the boat with the disciples. But yet, Jesus was already at the destination. Oh, hallelujah. That's a word. Jesus had already went before the disciples. Now, he had put the disciples on the boat to go to the other side of the lake. But when they got to the other side of the lake, Jesus was already there. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said that was a miraculous sign. God was already there. He had already went before them. And he had already beat them to the place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And so these people that followed Jesus, this crowd of people, they follow Jesus. And they say, you know, they start asking him, how did you get here? And then on the 26th verse, Jesus replied to them. He said, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous sign. But don't be so concerned about perishable things. Okay, like food. Okay, spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of approval. And so Jesus was telling them that you're seeking perishable things. You're seeking stuff and possessions and things like that. He said, but that things that have no meaning, things that have no substance, no things that have no use, you're seeking things that have no value. And he said, you're seeking things that can die, but I'm trying to give you eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Because why? He said, I am, hallelujah, I am the bread that came down from heaven. He is the bread that came down from heaven. You see, they, you know, in the old chapter, when the Israelites was wandering in the wilderness, God had given them manna. And manna was just a little wafer, you know, you have to excuse my Mississippi accent, but he had given them something like a wafer that they was able to eat every day. They was able to sustain their physical body. Okay, but God is saying the bread that I gave you, the manna that I gave you, that manna cannot save you. Okay, that manna came. He said, but I'm the bread that came from heaven that I can save you. Okay, this bread that you won't hunger no more. Okay, this bread that I'm trying to give you, oh hallelujah, gives you eternal life. And Jesus is trying to convey this to these people, but yet they still have not got it. They have not got it. And many people have not got it. Okay? They're seeking possession. They're seeking things. Yes. Yet they still don't want to seek God. And God has said, just seek me. I'll give you the things. Oh, hallelujah. First seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek me. He said, don't worry about the things that can perish. I'm reminded when Jesus told a man to follow him. He said, follow me. And this man said, Master, first, let me go bury my father. And Jesus said, no, let the dead bury the dead. He said, no, follow me. Okay? And my message to you today, hallelujah, is not follow me, but I'm telling you to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Follow Jesus. These things that we lay up for and that we work hard for and that we run after is not worth more than Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And so and then the scripture says, you know, I'm not going to be able to read the whole entire chapter of John, the sixth chapter, but when you have time, please read the entire chapter of John, the sixth chapter. You will truly be blessed. I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase it and summarize it, but please read it for your own understanding, okay? And so we see these people having a conversation with Jesus, okay? And Jesus said, you follow me because you've seen the miracles. You follow me because I fed you, okay? And so then it says that, they answered, show us a miracle. Sign if you want us to believe in you. Okay, oh my goodness. Now, these same people seeing Jesus turn 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and they seen him feed over 5,000 plus women and children. And yet they're saying, show us a miracle, and then I will believe in you. Okay? And so, you know, the bread, oh hallelujah, bless his name. Okay, so, We see this that many times people did not believe who Jesus was. Okay, and the only thing they referred him as, I think it was Thomas. I'm not sure, but it says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And then another scripture says, oh, Jesus, he's a carpenter's son. Okay, so they did not believe. He was. They saw him only as a carpenter from Nazareth. And, you know, and I can understand these type of people because it's rare that a person that has not been converted can see the change in you. Oh, hallelujah. It's rarely. They don't want to accept the change that's in you, that God has. They don't accept the new man that God has brought forth, that God has renewed. Okay, they always gonna say, okay, I remember when she or he did this. Oh no, she can't be preaching the gospel. Oh no, she can't be owning a house. Oh no, he can't be pastoring a church. Oh no, I remember when they was doing this, and I remember when they was doing that. Okay, and so here they was telling Jesus, they said, show us a miracle. And then we will believe. But he says that, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Okay? So now, it's not about just the Jews. But it's about the Gentiles. It's about the whole world that he came to give the bread to, the true bread to. Okay? And so we have to understand that Jesus had came for the Jew. But now we see the Jews. Jesus had came for the Jews, okay? Because many scriptures say that he had came to the Jews. But now it says that now he said, no, now the bread, the true bread, is not, the salvation is not only offered to the Jews, but it's offered also, hallelujah, to the whole world. It's offered to the whole world. It's offered to you and me. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. Bless his name. And so then he says that, oh, hallelujah. He says in the 35th verse, he says that, Jesus, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up in the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said that the sheep, the people that he had, that only comes from God. God is the one that gives him the sheep. God is the only one that draws his children to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And he says that the remnant, the sheep that I have, oh, hallelujah. I hope you understand. Now, hallelujah. He says, they no one can pluck them out of my hand. Oh, hallelujah. No one, he said, I will not lose not one of them. Okay? So, you know, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And then the people began to murmur and disagree because he had said, I am the bread that came from heaven. They said, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? There you go. There you go. Isn't he Jesus, the son of Joseph? Okay? There they go. Okay? And they said, we know his father and mother, how he can say, I came down from heaven. Okay? And so we see here people, oh, hallelujah. We see here that people, I'm thinking about how they're telling Jesus, show them a miracle, then they will believe. You know what? Those type of people will never believe. They would never believe. You can show them a miracle. You can show them that you have changed. You can start talking a different way and acting a different way. And yet, these people would still not believe. They would still not believe. Okay? And so then it says in the 43rd verse, but Jesus replied, stop complaining about what I said. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. Okay? And we're going to go down to the 47th verse. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. And then this is where I see that. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. Okay? Now Jesus is teaching them this. Okay? He's teaching them this, and they're listening. I'm pretty sure they were trying to understand what he was saying. He said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread which I will offer so the world may live is my flesh. Now, they're hearing Jesus teaching this type of teaching. And yet they did not understand the teaching. And so when he was telling them that, he's not literally saying eating my flesh or drinking my blood, but what he was saying is whoever believe in me, whoever partake in me, whoever commune with me, Okay, hallelujah. Whoever picked up their cross, whoever denied themselves. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if you just eat my flesh, oh, hallelujah, and drink my blood, he said that you will have communion with me. You will commune with me. Okay? And so, yes, these people did not understand the teaching of Jesus. And then the people began arguing with each other about what he means. And how can this man give his flesh to eat? They asked. This is why the scripture talks about in 1 Corinthians 11, where it talks about the communion. Oh, hallelujah, the communion. The bread that we eat, the Bible says, is broken for us. The bread is symbolic of the broken bones that Jesus endured on the cross. Okay? The blood that we drink, which is the wine or the juice that we drink, is symbolic of the blood that was shed for him. And so what he was saying that in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, it says that every time that you commune or take this supper, he says, remember me. Remember me. And this is what he says, as long as we do this, we will remember and believe and look back what he has done for us. Okay, dying on the cross, being a sacrificial lamb, dying for the sins of the people. And his righteousness was put on upon us. Okay, our sin was laid upon him. Okay, we are to think back and believe, continue to believe what he has done for us. And so Jesus is telling him, you must eat my flesh. Oh, hallelujah. You must drink my blood. You must believe. You must believe the things that you have saw me do. Yeah, you need to believe who I am. Okay? And so these people began arguing with each other about what it meant. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They asked. Had no clue. Spiritually blind. Spiritually dead. Having no clue of what Jesus was talking about. But yeah, so Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. Okay? But anyone who eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drink my blood remains in me, and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And then he says, I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die, as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue. Okay? And so Jesus is trying to convey to them, just come to me. He said, I'm going to give you the true bread. The true bread that you will never be hungry again. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the thirst that you've been thirsty. He said, the thirst. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to quench your thirst. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to quench your soul. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The thing that you've been really running after, the thing that you've been really seeking, he said, I want to give you that. I want to give you that. I am the bread of life. Come to me. He said, the bread I'm giving will never grow. The bread I'm giving will never be molded. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because he is the everlasting bread. Oh, hallelujah. He is the eternal bread. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. And so we see in the scripture, many of the disciples said, this is a very hard, even his own 12 disciples are saying to themselves, many of the disciples said, this is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining. So he said to them, does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. It's the Spirit that gives life. And the very word I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning which one didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, that is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. Okay? The one that the Father that gives them. Those are the follow. Those are the sheep that comes to God, that comes to Jesus. And it says that at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, Are you also going to leave as well? Oh, hallelujah. We got to be like Peter. Peter replied, Lord, to whom will we go? You have the word that gives eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you. He changed the subject on them. But one is the devil. He was speaking of Judas, the son of Simon Zacharias, one of the 12 who would later betray him. And so Jesus was telling them, okay, now, just like those other people, the crowd of people saw miracles, you have seen me do miracles as well. He said, are you going to leave like the others left? And I love it. Oh, how we need to be bold like Peter. He says, where will we go? Where are we going, Lord? I can't seek no one else for help. I cannot be saved from my sin. He said, you have the word to give eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. He has the word to give eternal life. And then Peter said, you are the Holy One of God. They realized they knew who he was. And we, down in the depth of our soul, have to know who God is, especially the things that we're going through right now in this world. We have to know who he is. We got to know for sure. We have to speak it. We got to tell it. We can't be ashamed of it. Oh, hallelujah. We got to know down in the depth of our soul that he is the Holy One of God. Oh, hallelujah. And that he is a bread of life, that he gives eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is that one. I'm reminded of the book of Acts, the 16th chapter. It says, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. This is talking about Paul and Silas when they was in jail. And the Bible says that the earth quaked. The earthquake and the jail shook. Okay? And then this jailer, he ran in there, and the Bible says that he was going to take his life. He was going to take his life because if they had escaped, well, Rome would have executed the jailer. And then Paul and Silas said, no, don't take your life. We're in here, okay? And I love the jailer. He said, what can I do to be saved? And then Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household, your whole household. When God touches you, he touches your whole household. Your whole household is saved. Hebrews 11:6 says, and what without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he's rewarded to them that seek him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how he's a rewarder. Oh, we have to trust God. We have to trust God. We cannot, again, we must walk by faith and not by sight. We must trust God in spite of what is going on around us, in spite of what is affecting others. We have to trust God. We have to be the watchman and be able to tell people about who God is. But the Bible, if you really get down into the word, God will speak to you. Many may be going through something right now, but God said, if you just seek me early, you shall find me. Okay? He said, I'm the one that wants to bless you. I'm the bread of life. I sustained you. Okay? He said, I'm your Jehovah Jireh. Oh, hallelujah. You know, and so God, in this time that God, you know, I know many people may be quarantined inside the home, but God, this is a time where we draw closer to God, where God really wants to pour into us at this time. And I pray that these messages that I've been bringing week after week has truly been a blessing to you. I love it that the disciples, in spite of everybody else, walked away. The disciples did not decide to walk away. They stood still. They stood still in spite of the way Jesus was teaching, in spite of they didn't understand. And you may not understand everything in the Bible, but I'm telling you, don't walk away. Don't walk away. Continue to seek God. Ask him for understanding. Ask him for wisdom. He'll give it to you. God is greater than the manna. That's what he was trying to tell them. The manna that they was eating, he was greater than the manna that their forefathers had eaten. He's greater than Moses. Oh, hallelujah. He's greater than Abraham. They didn't want to hear that, but he's greater. Our God is faithful. You know, hallelujah. I just love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. God bless you. I pray that you was blessed by the message today. I pray that you continue to be encouraged throughout this week. I pray that your prayers have been answered by God, and I pray that you continue to seek God with your whole heart and your mind, and continue to stand fast for God, okay? Stand fast for God. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's just looking for some few faithful people, okay? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I love you, and so do God. God bless you.